Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Tmura, Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph. So we've already gotten this message, so to speak, in the previous Perik. There are two types of karbonites in the sense. I can take an animal and I magdish it. I say, this is hegdish, and all of a sudden, it's no longer a chulin animal. It becomes a very special animal, a hegdish animal that has very complicated halachas. We see how powerful our mouth is. Create hegdish. There are animals that are hegdish, but we didn't create the hegdish. At least, we didn't create a new hegdish, like tmura. A tmura animal gets its kedusha from the carbon for which we try to substitute it, or the baby of an animal that's hegdish. It doesn't get a new kedusha. It gets its kedusha from the mother. Now, what are the differences between an animal that I was magdish with my mouth, as opposed to an animal that got its kedusha through tmura, or by being born to a hegdish animal? So, in some ways there are differences, in some ways there are not. Zakt the Mishnah. Once again, Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Elu Kaddishim. These are the Kaddishim. Kaddishim means different types of karbanis. Sheval Desayin, that their children, Tmura Desayin, and behemoths that received their kedusha through Tmura, Kayotzeben, are the same as the original carbon that a person was Magdish. Vlad Shlomim, the baby of a carbon Shlomim, Utmurasan, or the Tmura of a Shlomim, Uvladan, the baby of the Shlomim, and the baby of the Tmura carbon, Uvlad Vladan, and the baby's baby, at Soifa Olam, literally until the end of time. Meaning to say, it doesn't make a difference, babies, 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 baby, how many generations you're going down. Hare Elu Kishlamim, they are all like a carbon shlamim, their halachis are like a carbon shlamim, you bring them up on the Mizbeach as a carbon shlamim. Utuunim, and they require smicha. You have to lean on it before shechting it. Before a person brings a carbon, he has to place his hands on the head of the animal with all of his kayach, with all of his weight, lean down on it. That's called smicha. Well, if you have a tmura shlamim, or the child of a shlam, you have to do the same smicha before you're makavit. As well as the Mishnah Vayter, unis sachem, that's the flour and wine that come along with the carbon shlamim. Utnufa, the chaz of a shaykh. Tnufa means to wave. The chaz and the shaykh, part of the chest and the thigh of the shechted carbon, have to be waved up and down next to the mizbeach, and then it's given to the kain. So all of these things are both for the shlamim as well as the tmuras shlamim and the vlad shlamim. Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says, vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim. That the baby of a shlamim should not be brought as a carbon shlamim. And this is a gzeidah midrabanan. Because a person was going to say, why should I be makir of my shlamim? Let me wait for it to have a lot of babies. So I'll have a bunch of shlamims. And it's never good for people to push off a mitzvah. But frat, when it comes to hegdish, where there are so many halachis, when you have a hegdish animal, this person is not going to shechter to say, I'll wait for it to have babies and babies and have a whole herd. It's only a matter of time before he starts cutting off the wool, or he starts working with these animals, which is a very serious issur. So therefore, Zakt Rabbi Eliezer, even though really the baby of the shlamim could be brought as a shlamim, but it shouldn't be done. The chachamim say, yikrav, it could be offered as a shlamim. They don't hold of this issur the rabbanan. Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Amar Rab Shimon said, lo nechlagu al vlad vlad shlamim. Really, this machloikis we learned before between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, there's no machloikis about the grandchild of a carbon shlamim, the child's child, or for that matter, al vlad vlad tmura, or about the child of a of tmura carbon. There's no shaila where we're talking about grandchildren of the original carbon, shaloi yikrav. You shouldn't bring it as a carbon. Because here you see very clearly grandchildren. Clearly he is trying to push off being makir of this carbon, so he has a whole herd of shlamims, and this is going to lead to trouble. Even the chachamim say you can't. But what do they disagree on? Al vlad, about the baby of a karma shlamim. Sherbi Eliezer oy malo yikrav. Even in this case, Rabbi Eliezer says don't be makir of it as a shlamim. You want to get this out of people's mind. You have nothing to gain by waiting. Just be makir of your shlamim. The baby of a shlami could be makriv. This doesn't mean that, in his mindset, he's going to push it off and push it off till he has herds and herds. But if it goes to a next generation, enachanami, even the chacham would agree, says Rab Shimon, that you shouldn't. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, heyed Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Papias both said, Eidos, al vlad shlomim sheyikr shlomim, about the child of a shlomim that it could be brought as a karm shlomim. Amar Rav Papias, ani meye choyseloni para zivche shlomim, I can testify, I saw it myself. He once had a para, a cow, that was a shlomim karm, vachalnua bepesach, and we were makriv in the base of Migdash and ate it on Pesach, and we were makriv and ate its child as a shlomim on Shavuos. Even though chag usually means sukkahs, over here it has to mean Shavuos, as the Batanura, because it can't be that they skipped Shavuos and waited till Sukkahs. You're not allowed to. The pasuk says Yivasa Shama Vavesim Shama, so it's mashma. The first yomtiv that comes along, the next yomtiv, you have to fulfill your obligations. Now the Batanura explains there's another lav of loisa acher, you can't push it off. That you're only oiver after three yomtivim pass. But the assay of bring it what you promised, that's by the first yomtiv. So it simply can't be that Rav Papias is telling us they weren't mekayim mitzvah assay. So it must mean when they say they ate the para as a carbon, they brought the par and ate it as a carbon on Pesach. And Vloda Bechag, then Chag has to be Shavuos the next Yom Tov, not two Yom Tovim away. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned that here are the kinds of karbanos where the child of the carbon and the tumur of the carbon is the same as the carbon itself that got the direct kiddusha from the person who declared it a kadosh. The tumura and child of a carbon shlamim, as well as next generations, are like the shlamim itself. You're makriv them as a karban shlamim. They require the same halachis as a karban shlamim, which is smicha, leaning on it. The nesachim, the flour and wine that comes along with the karban shlamim. The waving of the chaz of a shaykh. Rabbi Eliezer said that vlad shlamim should not be brought as a karban shlamim. Not that you can't, but there was a gzeiras chacham. We don't want you to hold off. Oh, let me not be makriv my karban shlamim. This way I can have herds and herds of karban shlamim. And that's going to lead to serious yisurim. The Chachamim say you can. Reb Shimon said that their machloikis is only about Vlad, the offspring of the offspring. In other words, the grandchild of the Karban Shlamim. Or the Vlad of a Tumura. Here everyone agrees, no, this we can't have. The machloikis is only about the child. The Chachamim say you could be Mark of the child. Rabbi Eliezer says no, even that not. Then the Mishnah finished by a testimony from Rabbi Yeshua and Rav Papias that you could bring a Vlad Shlamim as a Karban Shlamim. Rav Papias said, I'm telling you, we were makrav a para as a shlamim on Pesach, and its child as a shlamim the next Shavuos.